That was the legendary Peter Rotimer there with We Can't Die. And we've got DT on the line from the Japurong Embassy, and he's here to talk about Invasion Day 2020. Are you there, DT?
Yeah, I'm here, speaking.
How you going, bro?
Yeah, I'm going all right.
Yeah, what's happening today at the embassy?
No, we're just continuing to try to live amongst this Australian governmental system, but we're very focused on living through the Japurong law. Yep. So we're still here. We're still very much focused on our country, on the Japurong country, and within the fight of that. So we're preparing ourselves very heavily for a new lease of life for us.
Yes.
Here in the Japurong, we see ourselves outside of the Australian government. We don't see ourselves inside the political construct of the Australian government.
Yes.
So we're preparing ourselves very, very swiftly. We've just come back from Sydney over in at the Students of Sustainability conference over there, yeah. Where we've been taking lots and lots of information. We've also been giving lots of information also. And so within that information that we've received, we're now preparing ourselves to the next part of the Japurong sovereign nation.
Okay. What message do you want to send, bro, to the people on Invasion Day?
Continue to be who you are. Continue to stay strong. There's going to come a time where we have to make a choice whether we inside the Australian government or we are sovereign nation people, and that's something that we'll have to make a choice about. Something we've made a choice here to do. We're just wanting to show all the rest of our people that our lands are still here, our countries are still here, our waterways are still here. They're waiting for us to take those back or conduct the reclamation or hold our sovereignty within those once we get our law in place again, which is our law. We will continue to stay strong, and that's the message that we're passing on to everyone else. Amongst all the struggles, continue to stay strong. Continue to work on any individual problems that we have within ourselves. Continue to show compassion to one another, and continue to stand up for the sovereign nations that have never ceded their sovereignty in the homeland of this original continent.
Oh, great stuff, DT. Very powerful. What about treaty, bro? How do you see this working or not?
What I see within a treaty concept, I see a treaty. I don't see a treaty working inside the Australian political construct on the terms and conditions of the Australian political construct. And so, within that, I know that what we're focusing on doing is wanting to do sovereign nations with other nations. We see our priorities and our responsibilities to do treaties with, and that's where our priorities and responsibilities lay, to take care of and look after all other sovereign nations who are still continuing to hold their law and their custom, and to continue to show the rest of the world who we are down here. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we see ourselves within treaty. And one day when we get our business sorted out and we get our governance in order and all that kind of stuff, we'll be able to then go to the Australian government on our terms and offer them a peace treaty where it's on peaceful terms and conditions, doesn't have any relevance to genocide or relevance to... And it'll be on a performance-based as well. So that performance-based will be if you do well within administration 3 years, we'll continue that contract. If not, we'll terminate that contract and we'll get another country to do our governance or our administration.
Yeah, sounds good.
And that's what it solely should be based on. We are sovereign nation people. We hold our governance very strong, and we need to be doing those things on our terms and conditions and not taking the 1 cent in a dollar anymore. Because it's not viable for our children, it's not viable for their children. as we've seen over the past 250 years of this political construct being around on paper. And so, you know, we're very much intent on empowering and not allowing this Australian political construct to disempower us or to hold us back anymore. We're empowering ourselves, and we're going to empower the rest of our people and the rest of, you know, the Australian people. Our problem's not with the Australian people. Our problem's with the Australian political construct and the governance of that political construct, and how that and how that's been actioned towards us as the sovereign nation people of our countries as such. And we're not receiving that respect. And so we just have to hold strong and hold one another until we get that respect.
Yep, for sure, bro. And how can nations work together to achieve this model of sovereignty?
So we really have to take away any of our personal agendas or personal, and we really have to understand what this system was really designed for and what it's doing, which we do know that. But we have to separate ourselves, and we have to understand that there is a greater order and there is a better order. And that better order is our higher power, which is our spirit, which is our spirit law, which is our law of our land. And what that means is understanding how this political construct has come about. It's about smoky mirrors. It's they've taken law from one country, another country, another country, another country, and crammed it into one law and made it like a vine leaf. So what we need to do is really start looking after one another and understand that we're not Aboriginal people, we're not Indigenous people, we're not Australian people. We are people that come from our sovereign nation. So me in particular, I'm a sovereign nation man of Jaburong. That's the country I come from. That's the land that I descend from. That's the bloodline, that's the law that I come from. And so that law was here long before any of that foreign law. So what we have to do also, and we also need to understand that we, you know, this system, we're not going to go back to living lap-laps and all that every single day, which we can if we want to, yeah, if we want to. But we are evolving people, and as evolving people, we've always evolved. And we've always evolved far greater than the non-Indigenous person in this country. And so by understanding that, yeah, we can we must understand that the paperwork is not going away, yeah?
That so sounds good.
By understanding the paperwork's not going away, we put all our government stuff in order, our government stuff in order, which all suits us, which is all for us, yeah? We mirror the Australian government. We can still have our law of our lands and all that kind of stuff, but what we're doing, yeah, is exactly what the Australian government has done to us. We start up our own government inside the political construct of Australian government. And once everyone gets onto the concept that we're about peace and about holding our law strong and about looking after and taking care of our land, everyone will ship out of that system pretty quickly and come into our system. Exactly the same way our system was shifted away from us and everybody's taken on this Australian system. But we can still do many, many things. You know, I don't come from the country Australia, like I say. I come from Jaburong, Gunditjmara, Gunai, Kurnai, Yuin. Those are the countries that I come from.
Yep, and we all want to be treated with sovereignty.
That's right. We all hold sovereignty within us. You know, sovereignty is something. Sovereignty is law, it's living, it's action every day. So that's what we see. We're not saying for anyone to do what we're doing. We just see a way that we feel it's going to be best and it's going to work and it's going to give us our freedoms, it's going to give us our rights, it's going to give us many, many things. And so, yeah.
Such a powerful message. Thanks a lot, DT. Any last words on perhaps the treaty or Invasion Day?
Yes, I just want to say, firstly, I pay my respects to Uncle Peter Rodimer and his family. I miss that old man. He was a wonderful, wonderful old man. He's
yes.
Very, very sacred old man. Very respectful old man. He was a wonderful, wonderful man at that. So I pay my respects to his family. I pay my respects to his children, who I know are still picking up pieces from that. So and then I'd like to pay my respects to all of our past and our past and present and our future people, all of the ones who we've lost over time throughout this 250 years of political construct, genocide. I know what we've been through. I know what we're still going through, my people. You know, the time is now for us to really come together and put our differences aside and look after each other. So I'm just paying my respects to each and every one of you, paying my respects to each and every one of your mob out there, your struggle, your strength. And I'm just sending you some of my love today and my strength today. And especially my niece, who I had a phone call from this morning, who lost their mum. So, I'm sending my love and strength to her as well. So, yeah.
Thanks very much, DT.
No, thank you.
And we'll speak to you again.
Today, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Stay strong.
Stay strong, bro. See ya.
Up in your mob. Love yous.
That was DT, a warrior of the Japwarung, who stands strong for his mob and also all mob who are fighting for sovereignty and recognition. We're just going to go to a song now. Thanks a lot, DT. This one's for all the mob out there, River of Tears. Get your matches ready, people. You're on 3CR.